You're like, yeah, I stepped over it twice, but you were like, but it's
tried
fine.
To hand it to me, like, and you no, walked it over good. To FP,
and he took one look at it. He's like, yeah, we're fine. Like, we're done here.
I never sunk any boats.
I thought you said you almost sunk a vessel.
You guys said you sunk a boat.
The group did.
What happened?
Were you in the group?
I was, yeah, so but I wasn't on the boat from the night before. They forgot a piece, I guess, that goes over, like, the gas cap or something like that. So we came out in the morning. We were going to go banana boating, and the boat was half submerged. And we had to get, like, buckets and pails and, like, take the water. It was stressful. It was really stressful, yeah.
And then you almost sunk a Suburban after that?
No, that was the day before. That was loading the boat in. We went from an old loading, like,
boat ramp?
Yeah. And there was sand. And we kept telling the guy, it like evened out. We kept telling Warren, we're like, back it up, back it up. He's like, guys, it can't go anymore. It's going to fucking, like, it's going to level off and it's going to be a problem. We're like, no, you're fine, back it up. So we kept backing up. And then his wheels got lodged in the sand. And so half of his Suburban was like almost underwater. And then he had forgot to put the gas cap back on the car. So water went all throughout the fucking, cost him like $2,000. And back then, we didn't have any money, so he was pissed.
You've lived a lot of lives.
It was a wild trip. Yeah, it was a wild trip. Shout out to the Kelowna boys.
You know
that
would have
been like 2006, maybe.
You know the funniest quote that Ticket had about you? Ticket said that Cutsy's been 36 years old for the past 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, every year I've known Joe, he's been 36.
This
like,
guy was my manager at the Four Seasons 5 years ago, and he was 36.
Yeah. Best. What a good bit.
I thought he was 55, to be honest. That's
yeah.
What
the internet says.
The internet does believe that I'm
telling him to start leaning into that and just start pretending he's 55.
Do you know how many DMs I got about that? They're like, yo, Bob, is Cutsy really?
I don't know who started that. I almost want to message them and be like, yo, what the fuck?
Somebody else, you should
get that AARP bag.
Yeah, what is that? AARP.
Who cares?
Pension.
They're handing out a bag.
That's the American Association for Retired People.
Oh, is that what it's, that's? Is that the pension? What is the
well, no, pension it's, fund?
It's an organization.
I didn't know that that was the abbreviation. But yeah, hey, listen, I'd love to.
But Cutsy, at least you have somebody made Cutsy. Somebody made him a Famous Birthdays account. Do you know Famous Birthdays?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
You should be honored that nobody else. They're not on Famous Birthdays.
All the information is wrong. They said my birthday's in January. I'm 55 years old.
It's talking point.
Yeah,
55.
Exactly.
I'm Benjamin Button.
No news is bad.
Did they rank him as like famous people?
I
in the
think
world?
He's like number 68,000.
That's
you know
awesome.
I mean?
Good. That's yeah. awesome. That's a, yeah. hey. That's a
top 69.
Coming for
that's
it.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, let me look it up. I'm actually gonna look
yeah.
It up.
Please go.
Oh
ahead.
God. Like, not have more people going in.
Well, you're higher ranked than anybody else here. You know?
That's a farce.
I've had a ton of people ask me how.
I mean, how yeah. could you actually realistically like I'm like look at me and think that I'm actually
this is ranked.
You're 21,519.
Read his bio.
Golf.
21,000th most famous person in the world.
That's
not bad.
Most famous on the internet. So like, it's famous people, but also like influent, like internet people.
I just farted.
Did you?
Oh, really?
Really? Hope.
Whoa.
I smell that.
Oh wow! Look at you. Ready for this bio?
Oh yeah, it's there.
If you can breathe it, it'll be the last bio you ever hear.
It's there.
Golfer and popular character from the Bob Does Sports YouTube channel. He is known for his boisterous personality and being an Italian from Canada.
Yeah.
Wait for this. Here it is. He and his friend Neil Arnett, parentheses, also known as Big Ticket, host the podcast The Sportsman, where they debate topics involving sports. His Joey Colgan's Instagram page has 200,000 followers. He's also been featured on the Brilliantly Dumb Show hosted by Robbie Berger. Before fame, he first met Bobby Fairways when working at the manager of a restaurant.
Something reeks in here. Wow.
That's me.
Let's just cut straight
that's
to the
bad.
Chase.
Yo,
that's something
bad.
Just crawled out of your
so
butt.
Much about you.
I think it's the,
me,
you're the
I think
number.
It's the Gushers.
Me and Perez aren't on there.
He's the number 11th ranked golfer on Famous Birthdays.
That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
who the fuck
good.
Is ahead of him?
That's impressive.
Besides
Grant Horvat. Garrett Clark.
Probably, yeah.
Mason, Busta,
yeah.
Mad Jack,
that's right.
Jack.
Tiger Woods.
Yo.
I'm like the same age as Judy Garland.
Look, of all the things that you've done and listed on there, how could you not be 55 years old?
Yeah.
You can't do all those things in 36
sunk a boat,
years.
Sunk a Suburban.
Yeah. Woke up in a drunk tank.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stories that, like, I want you guys to meet when you come to Canada. You guys need to meet. Like, well, Barrasol, I think, might play around with us. And he is the most talkative guy ever. Like, he will.
Love that.
Not like he won't talk like while, but like for lunch and stuff, he will tell you stories that is just. Bob will hold it against me for a long time. I'm sure he's going to pick his brain, but there's a lot of shit that I've seen.
Take it. Do you remember? We've never told it on the podcast, but do you remember the Joey D story? I don't know if you were at the Four Seasons at the time where he was a manager at the restaurant. And mind you, at the Four Seasons, they have security everywhere. There's really good security cameras everywhere. The guest didn't want to pay his bill, and Cutsy was trying to get him to pay his bill. So finally, the guest threw his check up in the air. And rather than Cutsy just like calling security, because then the guy was walking out the door, rather than Cutsy just, it's one button. You just call security, let them deal with it. They have cameras. They know the guest. The guest is walking out the door. Cutsy sprints after him, tackles the guy in the restaurant, and is holding the guy down until security gets
there. It was on Rodeo Drive. It was on the side entrance.
But it was just like at that point, like if that happened to me outside, like I would just like shit happened all the time outside.
Not your money. Yeah. No, but I was just pissed off because the guy was a total douche and I could have hurt somebody by throwing that thing up in the air. There was right near like there was a live band, people dancing. The thing almost hit a couple ladies in the head and he just tried to bolt out. He had like a $500-$600 tab. I could have probably just.
Was that in your late 40s or early 50s?
51 and a half back then.
Is that dad strength?
Yeah.
Would you say you were a company man, or did that become about pride for you?
That's a great question.
Really good question. Wow.
I was as company as corporate company as they come for a while.
So you were protecting the bottom line, or you're?
I was trying to like hold this guy accountable. It was a matter of principle. That situation was a matter of principle. Dude, this guy wasn't going to get off on my watch.
I wish.
But you didn't. I held him down. Remember Rob, the short little guy?
Yeah, he wasn't going
to
do nothing.
Useless. Walks up as I'm holding this guy down. He's trying to kick me. And I'm like, Rob, can you do something here? Can you get the cops? The cops finally came, and then they took him from there. They cuffed him and threw him in. And then the next day, the guy's brother called begging us to not, like, press charges or anything. And we made him pay his bill, and I think he left a hefty tip, which worked out.
Cutsy's a company man, though. I mean, he absolutely is. I wish you guys could see him, what he was like at that restaurant, or even during, like, March Madness when I would go into the restaurant and, like.
You remember his tie game?
He always wore the lapel.
Mm-hmm. That was your calling card.
Yeah, I had the, what do you call it, the pocket square. And then the lapel would come out from time to time.
He always had a lapel. He was a big lapel guy. You almost dressed better than the Mig.
See that?
I don't think so.
The Boxing Day, like the little poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Remembrance
that's
Day.
That's the little poppy. Yeah, that's
part of Tick was Can Tick we, was Tick used to roam those halls wearing the David Bowie T-shirt and skin tight jeans. And then the wild boy Tick was when he got the Stan haircut. He went full bleach blonde like Eminem.
Did you know that? He had a blonde.
He had like a Neymar like bleach blonde.
Through it, dude.
Remember like what Brooks did?
Like
showed up one day just like another
Ryan Lochte during the Olympics.
But way less hair. That's sort of what happened.
Messi did it. Neymar did it. Everyone did it.
I was before.
Jet wants to do it.
Jet, you want to do it?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Hold on. It's
you.
We talked about it.
If Jet shows up to a trip with blonde hair, run. Dude, get out.
Yeah. What's wrong with blonde hair?
I think he would pull it off.
I always thought, because when it became like very popular maybe a few years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and I just never had the balls to do it. But I would do it.
I'll never forget.
I just don't want to like, well, I can't walk into like, I couldn't walk into like my parents' house.
You would actually.
Yeah, you would. You talked about it.
Why not?
Why not? It would be unreal.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to pull it off. That's the problem. But there's only one way to
do it.
You're
behind the camera, so you know you could always just.
You got good hair for it.
Well, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm saying the fact is
you're not, but you said I'm behind the camera. I'm sitting in front of two of them right now, though.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It's a weird way to say it would look good. Be like, well, you know.
No, I know you mean
you
don't care, but
I was saying if in the worst case scenario, oftentimes he's filming, so it's not like he's going to see it. Like, it's not like it's going to get, like, you're going to get body bagged in comments.
No, but I don't even care to get body. Like, I like a good comment, like, body bag every once in a while.
Really?
But it's more so like I can't. I don't know.
If you don't think that don't for every second he's behind the camera for Bob Does Sports, the camera from Bob's phone won't be right on that hair.
That's true. That's I
he will
that.
Be yeah, everywhere.
You might blow up actually.
If you it if might you be a it, I would if you did it again, I would do it with you.
Oh, I can't do it again. I did my time.
Dick showed up too. It was the funniest thing. He showed up to work one day and he's just like, "Hey guys, how's it going?" Didn't say a thing, and his hair was completely blonde. I was like, "Whoa, what did you do?" He's like, "Yeah, I did a thing. I did a thing. I'm not sold on it yet, but it'll phase out." You said something like you were like not sure about it, but you just
the HR manager came up to me and was like, "You cannot do this. This is not okay. This is not 5-star quality." And I said, "We'll see about that." And she was like, "Yeah, we will see about that." And then I never saw her again until something else happened like 4 months later.
It was Maud.
You and her used to
not vibe with Maud.
To be fair, I mean, like,
no, she was right.
This can't happen. It's like, well, it did. Like, what do you want me to do here? Like, this has happened.
I'll tell you what, if I shave this, we're going to have a whole other problem.
Yeah.
That should be
Seriously, working for the Four Seasons, it's like playing for the Yankees. They didn't want facial hair. They didn't want, really earrings or anything like
Your
that.
Your cousin, too. When I went to Peninsula, I had to shave my beard. And well, I didn't have to, but I did out of respect. And I was, like, clean shaven for a while, and then the beard game came back. But, yeah. He was like, "You could grow a mustache." I was like, "Yeah."
That
is not going to happen.
When my cousin was getting ready to hire, he's like, "I'm going to hire Cutsy." I didn't want him to do it because I know how my cousin, obviously, he's so much different than me, and he's a tough cookie. He's a tough cookie. We're two different people, but I just didn't want to get in the middle of anything, like if Cutsy got in trouble or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to be in the middle of it. He's like my best friend.
I really ever got in trouble.
Well,
maybe once.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, I know you're a good employee, but, like, I know how hard he was going to ride you, especially because he knew you as well. So I knew he was just going to be up in your ass. And then next thing you know, he suspended Cutsy for – Cutsy was at the restaurant, and he was covering for the host. So Cutsy's in his suit, and Scott's looking on the security cameras, and he just sees Cutsy on an iPad going like this.
He was playing Fruit Ninja.
So wow. Scott wrote him up, and like, you did a good job of not. You never got me involved because I never wanted to.
It went on my files like a write up, but it was nothing more. My defense is this, okay? Like, I was like facing here, and the entrance would have been like where Perez is. People coming here. No one in the restaurant behind me or anywhere near. Hostess was on break. There was no one in the restaurant. I had the staff doing chores and tasks. So sitting there just basically just waiting for someone to come, and I'm just picking my brain. So I went on the iPad, and I started doing that, but no one could have seen. It wasn't like there were customers behind watching and stuff. I didn't know, lo and behold, there was a camera right behind there. And
so you don't take any responsibility for that mistake?
Well, no. I did what I did. I mean, you know.
In fairness to Cutsy, he's probably the biggest grinder, like, when it comes to working. Do you remember in the old days, I say the old days, it wasn't that long ago, but we used to call him at 2 a.m. when he was closing up shop, and we were like in your apartment, and he'd be like, "Yeah, just like closing up shop." I'm like, "What's going on?" Like, he had so much energy to like hear about like where we were going or what we were doing, and then he like went back. It was like 3 a.m. he was closing
Those
up the
stories place. Of Cutsy are true. Even like when he would stay like 2-3 a.m. then we'd pick him up at like 6:30, 7 in the morning, and then he'd put on a suit and he would go back.
From like the parking lot. Yeah.
Put it on in like the Trump LA like golf course parking lot, and then you'd drop me off at the entrance of the hotel and I'd walk on into work.
I got one more Cutsy hotel story. Was the union was I was telling you this the other day. The union was striking. It's a really tough like local 11 union, and they had a manager's meeting with all of us, and they were in the middle of a strike to get paid more. Remember, they'd go through the lobby saying, "Si se puede, si se puede."
Terrible.
And as the managers, they told us, like, do not get into them. They're going to try and get in your head. Like, just don't pay it no mind. If you have to, send them down to HR or anything like that. So it was getting really ugly. They would come and they would, like, honk their horns throughout the hotel, like, 6 a.m. to wake up guests. It was a mess. They would march through. Guests would yell at the managers. We couldn't do anything. But they had a meeting, and they're like, "Whatever you do, do not respond to them. When they're marching through, when they're protesting, do not say anything." We go back from that, meeting. We go back all the, you know, wherever departments we worked at. They start marching through the kitchen and Cutsy.
And Gutsy looks at the guy. He goes, "You get out of my kitchen!" And he screams at the guy. And the guy's filming Gutsy. So Gutsy calls me on.
The lady. No, it wasn't the guy. There was a lady started filming me. So I took my camera and I put in her face. Like,
Play that game.
And then he called me on my office phone. He's like, "I lost it, Bob. I lost it." I was like,
"Dude, we're in the middle of a rush. The kitchen was mayhem." And then my food runner's sitting there talking to this guy about, I'm like, "Dude, do it later. Just get through the rush. Like, people are paying for the food here."
That's like Alec Baldwin going back to TMZ. Like, "You can play that game."
That's literally what I did. She pulled the phone out. I pulled the phone out back on her.
So you literally, the old switcheroo. Like, yeah, you're like, in the meeting, you're like, yep, got it. Got it. And so don't talk to him. Got it. And you walk downstairs.
Yeah.
And immediately forget everything you were just
told.
There's
times where, like, my lack of better judgment just, you know, and just rational thinking doesn't always.
You were very good at what you did.
Yeah, I was great at what I did. But I'm saying, even in just in general, and you guys know I'm kind of a wildcat sometimes. I don't play out the situation and, like, assess things and think about it before I do. I just go. And, you know, sometimes that's...
It makes you very good in, like, panic situations.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. But, I mean, sometimes it's also detrimental. So.
You're not a big panic guy, at least that I know.
No, I don't really panic.
Yeah, you really...
Just when someone needs to get out of his kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, work comes first, man. I mean,
he wasn't even panicked.
You strike
on gotta hit a wedge.
That wasn't panic. That was like...
That was just, yeah, let's get down to business here, you know?
But I think if someone passed out in this room right now, you would be, like, the first guy up, like... It's fucking, you take care of it.
I would try to. I care about you guys.
Look, if I was ever about to get into a fight, I think Katsu would be the first one there, and Katsu would probably throw the punch before I threw the punch.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, like, even if it was like a bigger guy, I would probably still do it just stupidly because, like, when you're in my corner, I will defend you to no avail. Like, and all of you guys are in my corner. So I think to the point, like, I would do something and I wouldn't think about it. And then I'd look and be like, "Oh, I'm getting my ass kicked right now." But yeah, you mess with any of these guys.
I believe it. I know it's true.
Let's talk a little Bob Does Sports here. We filmed with Paige Sporanic. When you said you farted, because it sounded like a fart, but really your back kind of broke when Perez had been on my couch for a week straight and he was sick. We had talked about it before we had to cancel bar. So the kid was really, really hurting, but he hadn't done anything for like 6 days just on the couch. And we go to film with Paige and Perez goes to hit his first tee shot. And you just hear like a crack. Like you just hear like it was almost like your whole body just like gave out.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like a fart.
Well, it was not. I admit to it. I think I was just a little stiff. And I tried to get into a driver and I loosened a couple things up. So I think I let out an audible like
Yeah, it kind of loosened everybody up though. It made it kind of funny, like, and everybody was like, "All right,
well, it's funny."
Yeah, whatever it takes.
She, you know, obviously, like, I knew she's really big. Like, she's kind of, in a way, like one of the first, like, I'd say, you could say, golf influencers that like really got things going. She's been around for a bit, like in the game. I knew people would be really excited about us filming with her. I didn't know to that degree just how incredible. Like, again, I know she's huge, and I was really excited for it. I didn't realize how excited the people would be. And we're not. I mean, we haven't even released it yet, but I think it's going to do.
Yeah, well, you big. Put me too. You put up that post, and it went crazy.
Nuts.
Somebody, people were. I saw a video on YouTube of a different. You know those people that talk about like the reporters, like the YouTube. Somebody new I'd never seen an hour after the video came out was talking about Bob Does Sports filming with Paige Sporanic and her being the fourth because you left a comment that she's our new fourth.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we found a fourth.
We found our fourth. We got two videos with her. The first video was I mean both videos are great.
Control, man.
The first video was competitive and are you good?
Take a second.
The first video was and even off the gate like off the jump the first hole was pretty electric so it set everything up and I think that one's gonna do some major numbers.
Got something else.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm curious what it is. That
Giggles McGee over here.
No, it was. stop! Because you're be. What are you doing back there?
He's like, be professional. Yeah, as we said. Yeah.
You don't even got to apologize.
She's very witty too. Like I think she, I mean, she had said that she had seen. She had said that she had seen a lot of ours.
What the fuck, dude?
The hell is going on here?
Hell, dude.
Yeah, but she really did. She had an unbelievable personality. She understood us. I think she had seen videos before. Quick and very witty.
I was shocked to hear that when I asked you that she hadn't really filmed with anybody else before, because I would have figured for sure someone would have hit her up to do something, or she's a college golfer too, which by the way she's a good golfer. Like she can strike the ball extremely well, much better than me, and I'm shocked that she hadn't done anything before with anyone from my understanding anyways. But yeah, it was. Those collabs are the best, man.
Yeah,
those
one video, yeah.
Did she do with Foreplay?
Years ago, yeah.
But that was really, I mean, I said to her why I, because I thought the same thing. I honestly think some people just think that they don't have a shot. I mean, to be honest, I didn't think we really had a shot to get her on. We sent her a DM, and then like a few months later, she had responded to it. Yeah. But I think some people just think, A, she's not going to see the DM, which is fair. Yeah, and B, that just might not be a shot. I know we didn't think we had a shot.
Bob the Sports Instagram account holds some weight.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I'm saying a lot of weight.
Yeah. Some weight.
One ton of weight.
Yeah.
We got to try and get the blue check on that thing.
Yeah, how do you... You know that's the most, most inexact science. And the problem with that is that everybody thinks they have an answer for that. To get the blue check. Yeah. Everybody knows a guy who knows Zuckerberg, but nobody actually nobody knows him.
But
and he doesn't even get to decide.
It changed. Once they changed from the Twitter thing to like Twitter started where you could pay for it, then Instagram did it. And then it lost its
Well, they're not gonna give it anymore to anybody unless they pay for it, unless you're a super celebrity.
Right. Fellas, how do we feel about doing our Stratosphere Elevated Moment of the Week? By the ones, the only over at Stratosphere. What did you see of the week that you liked? One of your top moments of the week. I'll go ahead and start I'm already kind of giggling about it. And Ticket, I'm sorry, Perez. I'm sorry. When we were filming with Paige, Ticket just does some quirky things, and like Ticket just does some like wild, a lot of crazy things seem to happen to Ticket. And Ticket was in the front with his cart. Perez puts the drone up front. You probably wonder why this is the elevated moment, but it was just so fucking funny because it wasn't my drone. Perez had the drone parked on the car path, and Ticket just gets into his car, like says whatever he says.
Happy-go-lucky
goes into his car and just revs on the gas and just runs over this drone with no regard, and he hits it on the front tire, and then he hits it on the second tire, and you just hear boom, boom, and I turn, and Paige is looking at it, and Paige starts cracking up, and I just look at the drone, and then Ticket looks down, and it was so, I mean, I think you said it's like a $185 with the insurance, so like, I personally, I would pay $185 to get the laugh that we got out of that, because the way he just... And like Perez said, it didn't matter what was in front of him. He had no regard for that drone whatsoever.
It was a good thing it wasn't like a small child.
Right.
he wasn't – at no point was he like looking at what was ahead of him. I usually land it around his cart because, you know, he's got an extra spot. He picks it up and he puts it in, which is very nice of you. It's just it didn't – we weren't in sync, it seems. And,
Well, at no point do you put a small child in the middle of the road. That's for one.
Small child can crawl.
That's true. That's true. I mean, listen, I apologized a million times.
Yeah.
I felt so shitty.
You didn't mean to do it.
But the thing was, like, so I asked Bob, I was like, so we just finished one video. We're rolling into the next one. We do 9 and 9. So we were rolling. We just finished 9. We were going to 10 to start our next video. And I asked Bob, I was like, yo, we stop at the clubhouse because sometimes we'll get lunch. We'll get a water, some drinks or something. And I go, Bob, we stop at the clubhouse. He's like, I think we just keep it rolling. I think we just keep it rolling. So I hopped in my cart and I was like, let's fucking keep it rolling, dude. And I just fucking hit on the
gas. Like, he's probably turned around talking. We're going to keep it rolling. He's driving, looking at it.
The best thing is, too, like, if Ticket like just started laughing about it, I don't think I would have found it as funny, but he felt so bad and was so embarrassed that it made it for me 20 times funnier. And then Ticket looked at me and Ticket knew that he just wasn't going to hear the end of that. Like that was just going to be like a running thing.
The thing too was with this crew, like I knew eventually that drone, like the second we started using that thing, it probably was here before I was even here. But the second I was around that thing, I was like, this crew, someone's going to fuck that thing up. Something's going to happen. We already threw another guy's drone into a tree. I was like, this, something's going to happen. Something. And I just needed it not to be me. So every time we were done with a video, I was like, another day, another,
yeah.
The drone still lives. And the fact that it was me was what fucking killed me.
You
dude.
Picked yeah. it up though. You picked it up. I didn't see. I was way
part.
Behind and you picked it up and F,
it's F, fine.
Like, well, you're like, oh, it's totally, you're like, yeah, I stepped over it twice, but you were like, but it's
tried
fine.
To hand it to me, like,
and you
no,
walked
it's
you over
good.
To FP, and he took one look at it. He's like, yeah, we're
wing
fine. Like, we're done here. Yeah.
That was
the wing fell off. I was like, somebody ordered a wing.
Was my biggest mistake, because when I ran over it, I was like, fuck. But then I picked it up, and I was like, oh, you know what? It was still like the way the wings fold in. Like, they folded back out. I was like, oh, shit, it's okay. I gave it to you for 1 second. You're like, it is absolutely not okay. It's toast, dude.
Yeah.
Did it?
These things are perfectly like weighted and
right. Not anymore.
Any little adjustment and it just
was. Tick. Was it more? Because like I feel like for me it definitely would be. Was it more embarrassing because it was in front of Paige too? That like Paige like yeah, it had to be a lot harder because Paige was right there and like did that make it worse?
It made it worse that you had an audience to do it in front of outside of us.
Yeah.
There was something about her.
It saved you a little bit because if she had not been there, I think you would have gotten roasted worse.
Correct. Well, yeah. you think I would have gotten roasted worse if
no,
she wasn't there?
I don't know about
I
that.
I think Joel. Bob loved finding that he looked at her and saw her laughing
that's
first.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And was
you're
like,
sick
this
guy.
Is going to
yeah,
be great.
That's correct.
I was telling the Ticket, though, because it was a lot for like the amount that it just came. Even on the next holes, like you'd be on the green and somebody would say something. I was telling the Ticket though, in the way like this crew is, something's gonna happen. It's like when people get canceled and the world's on them for like 2 days and then the next person gets canceled. Same thing happens with us. Like the next person's gonna do some stupid shit.
It's like cutting
in
the
a
garage.
Day. Exactly.
Yeah.
It lasts 2 days. You think your life's over and you're never gonna stop, and then somebody else like shits their pants and then like it's on them. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
So right. You just gotta wait it out yeah. and then you're done. Then you're
it needed to be Bob. It needs to be Bob. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everything
it'll will come.
Cancel
I mean,
right out.
Yeah, there's gonna be
I'm sure it'll be me next, Tick.
You did a really good job, Jet, too, of like not playing into Bob at all.
Yeah,
because you know you've been on the other. Maybe not as bad.
It could have been me.
Yeah.
But also, I was like, oh, he ran over the drone. Hilarious. Next hole. Like I didn't need to like.
Let's keep it moving.
Know, yeah, but that's
well,
you know,
yeah. Even
that's
if it's the smallest thing.
Never cared about that drone.
Remember the Jet when he the Jet when. We were in Scottsdale, and he was all pissed off, and he tried to send a message that he was pissed off.
What did I do? I don't even remember this. Oh, no, this is not going to be
storm up the stairs.
Oh,
dude,
that's bullshit.
He almost
went down. He almost tumbled.
That was the best.
He almost took a
I will,
big time.
I will go.
Stumbling Jack.
See, there you go. Now you're off the hook for something that happened 3 months ago. But I will go to the grave.
He was clawed hopping up those stairs.
Listen, I was pissed. I was pissed, but it didn't help that I tripped.
Well, that's
walking towards there. So I tripped, so you started laughing. They, listen,
like a
listen.
Bear was going up the stairs. Just was like bang, bang, and then bam, bam, bam.
They were. I mean, I won. Hold on. Those are bad. Those are bad stairs. Like I wasn't. I was running up the
Bob
stairs.
Was like, Yama, did you fall? He's like, fuck you.
That did not happen.
Yeah,
no, it didn't. Like, Bob, you're a fucking clown.
Yeah.
I probably said that.
I thought he said fuck. He's like, you're a fucking clown.
But you came up after and you said that. You just came up after and you said that. They were bad stairs. I was pissed. They were bad stairs, and I think anybody going up those stairs would have sounded like they were in a bad mood. Was I in a bad mood? Yes.
But you can tell me that you weren't trying to send a message with those last few stairs.
Not with the steps, no.
You
I'm not
gave
like,
it
I,
an
no,
action
I don't need to send a message via my footsteps. Like, I would have told you. I just, they were bad stairs, and I'm a fat guy, so it sounded like I was angry. Now, did you guys hear about Ticket's riding over the drone the other day?
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
What a crew, man.
So that's your elevated moment, eh?
Yeah. Let's go to you, Joey Day.
Mine's not going to be nearly as funny. I think elevated moment for me is being back in New York City. And just like the food scene there, like, is just so good. First day, just me just walking out. I ran into Jet. We went to that little bagel spot. And just, yeah, like walking through the delis. I went to Carbone one night, which was awesome. The food scene there is just next level. I like being there. I don't know if I could live there, like short term. It was really awesome. I always like being there. And then the tournament was awesome.
Yeah,
and cool. Seeing Bear Down and all those guys, I think that, you know, we got to do more trips to that area.
We
got a lot of love and like a lot of support in that, you know, Jersey, New York area. And like, they're down to earth, like good, fun, like just cool guys who I enjoy hanging out with, whether it's Bear Down's friends or just anyone who was there. The Five Iron thing was super cool. That was really, really neat. I thought it was an awesome trip. It was action packed for sure. And really like short span of time, but super, super fun and definitely worth it for us going out there again. Doing the tournament there was super cool.
You know what was hysterical with Joe's the first morning in New York? Joe, I think you should tell the Joe's story, he made you to believe, like, that he, like, toured all of New York in the morning. Like, he went through the park, like, he went to the Empire State Building, and, like, he goes to these different delis, and, like, we walked outside of our hotel for the first time, and we took a left, and the bagel joint that Joe went to was right next to her.
He's, like, walking around, he's, like, found this unbelievable bagel place, like, the place is, like, so good. I love being in New York and the classic bagel. And I get out of the hotel, and I look left, and it's literally the door next door to our hotel is this bagel place. I was like, your story made it seem like you've been on the subway this morning. You've been to each side of the Central Park, and you stumbled upon this place.
A sample of pastrami from Pat's Deli.
Yeah, you read
Deli.
Something on, yeah.
Perception is reality.
You just went next door and got a bagel.
Yeah, it was a good bagel, too.
Yeah, it was. It actually was. It was bagel.
Wild.
We went there a few times.
We went there a couple times, yeah.
He was like the first day. I had seen him for 5 minutes that morning. He's like, yo, I can really get used to this New York, like, hustle bustle, the city. I was like, yeah, after a couple months, it gets a little old.
Dude, you should give, you put a GoPro on Joe, and you do just Joe walking to work, like Joe taking the subway to work every day.
Oh my goodness, that would be the most
entertaining content. I would tune in every single day.
Have you ever taken the subway?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. He would be barreling.
Well, the subway is on a summer day. If he would get on a sticky subway, a one train, headed uptown, it would be one of the funniest things you could ever see.
I feel like he'd get into little
fights with
the people, skirmishes,
the people that are walking by, like asking for money, be like, look at this guy. Like, what is he doing? Like, Anna, we're just trying to get home. Like, it would be
I'm
very
not
fun.
Giving money to this guy, Bob.
Just get on the train with me and get a job.
Yeah. All right, Perez, what do you got?
My elevated moment of the few weeks, I guess, is going home for a day
and, dude.
Celebrating my wedding anniversary with my beautiful wife.
Clap it up for my wedding anniversary, Miss Tooby. Shout out, Miss Tooby.
AC. Yeah. I feel like I'm just never there. And it was nice to get home and, yeah.
You're home now though, after tonight.
Fly home tomorrow for a bit.
He says he's going home until Al Leiter does an invitational and invites him in Louisiana, and he decides he'll go.
Shreveport.
Andy
Pettit. I said to him yesterday, I said, you know, you got to feel good at least that, you know, after this now, you got a break. He's like, I don't have a break. I was like, what do you have? He's like, I got a member guest this weekend.
It's
true.
I got
an
in-laws trip.
I fly home tomorrow.
This guy, man.
I got one day, and then I
say no.
He was on the phone with his wife yesterday on the car ride home, and his ears were popping from the plane, so he was looking into taking a train home to Virginia. And she goes,
serious?
She's like,
I looked into it.
She's like, Nick, she's like, that's going to take you 3 to 4 days. He's like, baby, I got nothing but time.
He's like, and she's like, her argument for that wasn't like, well, like, don't, like, you need to get home, like, you've been away to come see me. She's like, no, you don't. You have a member guest this weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a great point, Ben. Exactly right.
Yeah. And while he's doing that, he's sipping on a big gulp Slurpee from 7-Eleven, dude.
Makes my throat feel better, dude. It's medical.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it.
I get healthy.
Yeah. All right. Hey, a little drum roll here, please.
Stratosphere.
elevated moment.
The Jets.
We haven't been together for a little bit. Obviously, we were in Virginia, so I'm going back to Virginia. We did a challenge in Virginia that involved people drinking a little bit and having a good time. And I think it was about the eighth hole. Like, we were all having a blast, and Joey Koklitz hit a shot, and everybody's like, everybody kind of said it was a bad shot. They're like, what is this? They were like, oh, that's Cutsy just missing a shot. And Cutsy took exception to the fact that people did not like his shot. Well, so much so that he started calling Perez Leland. And he goes, my shot freed up Leland. I freed up Leland. And then he proceeded to go into some song and dance. Mm-hmm. And he puts his club up over his head, and we can play the clip, and he goes, I'm just going to take it down. I'm just going
to take it down.
And Leland's going to throw it. And then he, like, humps, and he goes, yeah. He goes,
wild.
And I remember while I was swimming, I was like, this is gold. Like, this is going to be the greatest clip of all time. It was one of the funniest moments I think we've had, like, on a trip. And that's – I was honestly in awe and just laughing my ass off. And I was like, that was a special, special moment for me.
Still the same dot. Oh, sweepers, dude.
What's wrong with that?
That's fine. Middle of the green.
Blame it on him.
It's in the middle of the green. It frees him up. It frees Leland. It frees up Leland. What's wrong with that? Leland's going to put a dart party out. He's just going to take it down, and he's just going to throw himself a little dart.
Nicole said to me after she watched, she said, what the hell are you doing? I was like, I don't know, babe. I was just absolutely hammered. But I remember thinking at the time, like, Perez was playing great, and I was just, like, trying to, like, get him amped up, and I was just, I don't know.
Dude,
I was, that was.
A little lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
He's already got this, like, crazy vocabulary, but when he gets drunk, it gets, like, ramped up even more, and, like, the shit that comes out of his mouth is just, like, is wild. One of the best, we were saying it today, one of the best Bob DeSports moment is the 18 beer challenge where he does the stick it to the juice speech. Yeah. Like, things come out of his mouth that, like, it's not, like, you have to be so drunk and then also have, like, another gear of vocabulary. Like, I don't know how he
does it. Rez's vocabulary is as good as mine, if not
better.
You
become a better speaker when you're hammered. You become an orator.
Well, he uses big words. About half of the time, they're correct.
Right.
Yeah, but he pulls out great words, and it's hit and miss of whether it's used properly. But he uses them.
He said he was smart with books the other day instead of smart.
Yeah. You know, like smart with books.
Yeah, that's tough.
By the way, with Busta Jack coming out soon. Good guys.
Yeah. Nice. Busta Jack as well. They're awesome. They're so much fun to film with. Yeah, I mean, the Breezy Invitational was unbelievable. I said to even the Doing Things team who sets it all up, I mean, we don't mind doing those. They can do those whenever. Like, yeah, you know, you're tired by the end of it, but, like, they put everything on a platter to us where we just show up, have our stuff, and it's just so much fun. The fans that come and show up are just a blast, and it's so much fun to see them having so much fun.
Yeah, and each one gets better. We got two more this year, but it's just, like, it's fun, and the people who come to it are hyped up and excited and always, like, jacked up and ready to go.
Like, for me, having all my high school friends growing up in Jersey, like, they had never, like, seen, you know, they know what's going on with Bob DeSports and all, but, like, they've never seen that, or they didn't really know what it was like for me to have them. You had, you know, your friends even being in New York, even them coming to Five Iron and stuff like that. Vinny Schicker and the Schickers came by. Like, yeah, I mean, that's what was really funny when we went to the Doing Things office. And like you said, Joe, it was interesting to see their office and, like, all the stuff behind the scenes and stuff like that. They had the TVs and they were playing Bob the Sports episodes. And, like, it's an office setting in Manhattan. And, like, we were in meetings in the back, but we could see the TVs out in front of the whole office. And, like, during some of the episodes, like, Beer Challenge episodes, Fireball, like, all these episodes, the Perez Wake Up, like, you're watching some of these scenes for the whole office, and, like, I'm looking on the side, I'm like, oh, shit, like, here comes this. Like, it's bizarre that they're working and, like, doing that type of stuff.
I look over, and I see myself waking up for the Homa match, and I'm like.
You know what's hilarious about the Breezies to me is that when you're at the Breezy Invitational, it's like being at a real golf tournament in the sense of, there's, like, reverse. It's like being at Augusta and you'll hear a roar on 12 while you're on, like, 15. And it's like NBA free agency where, like, there's, like, a report. You're like, Cutsy's on 18 doing push-ups with this guy.
Right.
And then you get a video in the group of you on 9, and then something comes from you, and then Cutsy's in a conga line. You're just, like, trying to keep up
with everything going on the course. We need like a scoreboard with like video highlights going up from the different holes.
Chris Hansen.
Because there
just needs to run like Sunday ticket on Breezy, yeah. like things going on. Oh, let's go over here to Miami.
Where Putsy
is fired into a shack.
F-E. I believe you're thinking of Scott Hansen. Chris Hansen would be would be Dateline NBC.
Take a seat. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and take a seat? That's tough.
Take a few plays off.
That's tough.
That's tough. Yeah, that is true, though. You get the updates, or like the Doing Things team comes over to you because they like stop by different holes and like they show me the video of Cutsy in the Congo line and all that stuff. It's so great. So, yeah, I mean, I know we're going to be coming out with a lot more Breezy Invitationals. Canada is next on the books for the trip, trip-wise, which should be a blast. The land of Cutsy, which is just going to be
terrific. Great white north.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're going to
it just went.
Are we? Is it true we're going to the DeMar?
My mom called me yesterday, 2 days ago. I was on the phone with her, and she goes, "So, barbecue? I think. Tell me what day. I need to know. I think we do a barbecue in the back. We've got like a back patio thing." And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "I gotta ask you one question." I was like, "Okay." She goes, "What does Perez eat?" I'm like, "Well, I mean, I don't." She's like, "Can he do chicken?" I'm like, "I don't think he does chicken." She's like, "What do you mean he doesn't do chicken?" I'm like, "He does chicken strips, Ma. He doesn't do chicken. Like, not grilled chicken." She's like, "Does he do steak?" I'm like, "He's not a steak guy." She's like, "All right, does he do ribs?" I'm like, "He might do ribs, honestly." I'm like, "Play it safe and just do burgers." So, like, she was like, she's already prepping up to, like
ribs.
Do something. Like, if you like ribs, I will tell her she does a great baby back rib. Not like myself, which I got.
She takes off the membrane, you think?
Huh?
She takes the membrane off?
She does it all, yeah. I haven't had to worry about that. But, yeah, no, I think it'll be really cool. You guys mean my parents and my brother might come by.
I can't wait.
Brother Anth. And then, then going to Whistler is like, I mean, Ticket, you can talk about it briefly. It's like the nicest drive you'll ever go from Vancouver to Whistler. It's called the Sea to Sky Highway. It's gorgeous. And then Whistler's just like this, like, paradise little town, which is nestled in the woods. And it's kind of like your mountain house, but it's like more populated in the city. Like, there's a whole village and there's like bars we could go to at night and good restaurants, and there's tons of stuff happening. And then the courses are gorgeous too. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really excited. And I think the coolest thing was going to Virginia was you kind of got a little insight on FP and like kind of where he grew up and like what he's about and what his hometown's like and what he does. So, like, for you guys never being to Canada, I think it'll be kind of like Bob talks about Canada like it's like foreign, like alienated lands. It's like, it's not that different. So, I think for him to actually go there and see, it'll be like, okay, I get it. This is what Canada's like.
Not is that it a bunch of yous running around?
Like, no, I'm not really the typical.
I look forward to as great as like the courses will be and stuff. That dinner at the DeMars, that I'm going to really soak that in.
Special.
And by the way, I'm going to have a lot of questions for them. And I look forward to that. I really
my
do.
My mom is a natural. Like, if you bring somebody, like, to film, my mom's a natural. My dad will hide from the camera. My dad is the funniest guy, but he's old school. He don't like cameras at all. So I'll have to, like, kind of jazz him up before and be like, "Don't worry, Dad. It's just for us," or whatever. But,
well,
but yeah, it'll be a scene, man.
What's good is after your parents have us for dinner, we're going to Chicago, and we're going to head on over to the Schicker residence.
Wow.
We're going to have us over for...
Good luck with that. I will say this about Canada. I'm starting to have some passport concerns.
I locked it down.
I sent it. I sent it in weeks ago. Expedited. They took the money. Everything. I don't. How much do I trust the U.S. passport? What?
You think they banged you?
I think they might proceed to bang me. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I have concerns. Is all I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, Ticket, start warming up that other arm.
This is his favorite bit. Every month he's got a new bit.
I'll tell you why, though.
He's loving the passport bit.
Because it's not a bit in the sense of, like, I'm actually concerned, but I've turned it into a bit to relax myself. But I ain't going because that passport ain't coming. Like, I'm concerned.
You think they're going to look into some things and maybe...
No, I think that...
Do you have some
I think that the summer is a busy time, so I think it might be backed up a little bit is all. Now, I did write, this is for Bob the Sports, so it's super important. So it depends who.
What a
like
dick,
if,
dude.
Yeah. Well, good news. We'll give you a,
I didn't actually write that.
We'll give you an extra card.
I didn't write that. Anyways, I think they're very. Jesus.
Are you serious?
I have my own concerns about, so I think it's very busy, but – Who knows? Maybe, I mean.
Jesus Christ, dude.
What happened? He farted?
Another stinger. It's
terrible. Yeah, well.
That's a stinger.
Because I really am looking forward. Like, I really want to go.
That's
I'm done.
Debbie
I'm, we're just ripping ass there. Out here. This guy, what did you even
that's
eat?
That's the hostess bun.
It's, hey, when he stopped for gas, oh, I got some Gushers and some little glazed donuts.
Nice. Gushers are underrated, by the way.
Well, Gushers
he
are
loves
good.
Anything Little Debbie. He loves yeah. that. He loves
I
that.
Do. I do. I really
if you're,
do.
If you're a snack cake, he's
little
on
Debbie,
your ass.
If you're looking for a
I love Little Debbie, man. Everything she does turns to gold.
He likes, what are the Swiss rolls? Do you like the Swiss rolls?
I like coffee cakes. I like powdered donuts. I like honey buns. I like pecan spin wheels. I like fucking coffee cakes. All right, donut sticks, oatmeal cream pies, double stuffed oatmeal cream pies. Yeah, I mean, look, if she's slanging, I'm buying, dude.
You're looking at the new face of Little Debbie.
I'm buying.
Oh God, dude.
Look at the new face of Little Debbie right there. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know how Little Debbie stays so little. She must not be getting high on her. Must not be getting high on her own supply.
Oh, man.
God, that's great.
Oh, boys. Yeah. I mean, look. Terrific, terrific trip. Boys, that does it. Another edition of the Bob Doe Sports Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. A lot to come. We look forward to it. We'll see you next time. Bob Doe Sports. Clap it up.
All right.
It's a loud fucking clap.